Good morning and welcome to Friday's Tip today. Alison here with you until 12 o'clock. A busy 3 hours ahead coming up on this morning's show. Johnny Luby is standing by to give us his take on the week that was. We'll also be asking, has there been a dramatic increase in deaths in Ireland and why could that be? A significant jobs announcement for Tipperary. We'll be finding out more on the Taoiseach's visit ahead of that. More on grass cutting around the county. Also, former rugby international Rory Best is embarking on an epic walk to raise money for children's cancer charities. We'll be speaking to him later on this morning. He's due to make his way to Tipperary over the weekend and he's encouraging as many people to come out and join him as possible. Also, of course, because it's Friday, our Friday panel of Phil, Joe and Mark will be in studio to unpack the topics of the week. As always, we'd love to hear from you this morning. You can text or WhatsApp 083-311-3311. Or Emma is standing by on the phone. She's ready to take your call this morning, 1800-938-007. And as always, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Now, it is Friday morning, so who else are we going to talk to first but Johnny Luby? Johnny, good morning.
Ali, well, how are you?
I'm great, Johnny. Great to talk to you this morning. Unfortunately, though, a bit of bad news this morning on the minor footballers' loss last night to Cork. Great win, though, or a great performance from them, but unfortunately not a great result.
That's right, Jelly. I thought when you were going to say with a bit of bad news that Fran was missing today. But yeah, the regards to the Tipperary minor footballers, look, they came back well up to half time, you know, and put in a spirited performance. And they had played well all through the competition they're up to last night. As I said, the first half they brilliant, and but Cork then came out on top, and I suppose Cork and Kerry now the usual in a Munster minor football final, but the lads can certainly hold their heads up high. They beat Limerick, Waterford and Clare, and then they were beaten by Limerick in the final of that particular competition. But look, fair play to them all. They all got plenty of games, and that sort of something to look forward to. I mean, the most you'll get off of any good minor team, whether it is in club or county, if you'll get three or four off it, that's really what you're looking for. You're handing them on to the next person, then the under-20s in charge of them, and then, of course, please God, some of them will come on to be outstanding seniors, you know. But look, well done to them on getting that far in the competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done to Charlie Grace as well. He was the sub that came on to score the goal, and I've seen him in action. I tell you, he's a star for the future. He's outstanding. So look, good luck to them and whatever they're doing. But looking ahead to the weekend, of course, the seniors have a big game against Limerick on Sunday. How do you see that faring?
That's right, Jelly. Is there any place better on earth than Semple Stadium in Tullos? You know, the
this
county board, they keep it well, and they're expecting maybe 46 or 7,000 and people to go early to enjoy the atmosphere and the crack of Munster Championship hurling to assemble in the square in Care and or in Tullos. And you have the lads and lassies from Limerick coming into Semple Stadium. I suppose Limerick being the reigning Munster and All-Ireland champions, they're certainly going to be very hard to beat. For them, it's more than anything else, it's probably the All-Ireland final for them, because they have only 2 points at the moment, and they have to win on Sunday. You know that they just have to do it. Tipperary, possibly, if you want to use the word, they maybe have the cushion of Waterford in the background, and I suppose Waterford not having a great year, but there's always one less sting in the wasp, and I've no doubt that Waterford will come all guns a-blazing to prevent Tip from winning. But as regards Sunday,
they were awful, though, last weekend, though, Johnny, weren't they?
Yeah, they were poor, but like on paper they have wonderful players and they're just not gelling. But look, they could gel against Tipperary, one never knows. We'd expect to beat them, but then again we expect to beat lots of teams. We probably expect a good performance on Sunday, whether it'll be good enough or not to beat Limerick. They have the outstanding hurlers. They have a full team back apart from Sean Finn, who's probably one of the finest cornerbacks to come out of not alone Limerick, but to play the game of hurling for a long, long time. Tipperary, I don't know what their team is yet. I saw the Limerick team on paper, and look, it looks a formidable outfit. Our backs are going to be tested. But as Liam Kyle said himself, it's that time of the year that when you get to a big games like this that you want to test your pure boys who have been in training since last maybe October, November, since they've done a lot of PE work. They're performing brilliantly. They play with pride and passion and a bit of hunger. And that's all we can hope for from the lads. They have fine players as well, the likes of Noel McGray and Jake Morris and Jamie Callanan and Ronan Maher and all of those lads. Michael Breen at fullback and young Johnny Ryan here from West Tipperary and Cahill Barrett. Like, they have wonderful players, stake them at centre of the field, and of course the rugby player young Tynan down from Ross Grey. Yeah. I've no doubt that Tipperary will certainly give them talks of it on Sunday. Whether it's good enough or not, I don't know. Of course, when you have the likes of Declan Hannan, who's the brains in the outfit in my book at centre-back, a wonderful player, and I think he's very closely related. His mother's a Stakelham from Tullis. He's very closely related to the young fellow, the Stakelhams, that might be there or thereabouts at centre of the field, or he'll certainly be on the panel. So cousins against cousins on that particular outfit.
Wow.
But it's going to be a great atmosphere, a wonderful game. And of course at 2 o'clock then you have Cork against Clare.
Yeah.
Cork have 3 points and Clare have 4 points, so it's all to go for there as well, because Cork know that they, for their final game, they have to travel to Limerick if Clare beat them. They have to travel to Limerick then to try and beat Limerick at home in Limerick, and that's going to be next near on impossible as such. And they'll find it very hard to beat Clare in Innes, and Clare have to win themselves, because at the moment they have only 4 points, so they have to win. And all those games are a huge importance out there. There is a scenario, Ali, that the four teams, it's amazing, if things went the way...
Yeah, there's a long list of them, isn't there? Like, if Cork win and Tip win, Cork and Tip reach the Munster final, Clare finish third, and for All-Ireland preliminary quarter-final, Limerick are out. Then if Cork win, Limerick win, final positions up in the air following until next weekend. If Clare win and Tip win, Clare qualify to the Munster final, Tip qualify for the All-Ireland quarter-finals. And it goes on and on. I mean, it's
that's right.
Totally
and
unpredictable.
Yeah, and there is a scenario there that if things worked out, that if Cork drew with Clare and if Cork drew with Limerick, the fourth, and if Tipperary beat Waterford in the final game, that's assuming Limerick beat Tipperary, the four teams will actually end on 5 points each.
What and happens then?
It's down to scoring difference.
Mm.
Whereas I think that if two teams finish in third place, it's down to head-to-head or whatever they go that way, from what I gather.
Imagine.
But definitely the other way around, there is that scenario there. Hey, you have to watch this space. And of course, it is on television on Sunday. It will certainly be on Tip FM. I look forward to the lads' commentary and all of that. And look, there'll be huge crack in Tullis, because I don't care what anyone says. I followed all the sports and they're all wonderful, soccer, rugby, Gaelic football, they're all fine games. But at the end of the day, the game of hurling with the sun shining down and the rows from the Killinan end or the town end in the terraces, and the same thing in the stands, it'll be massive on Sunday. And to see all the Limerick chaos coming in by Newport or coming in by Borrisaleigh or coming through Golden and Cashel, Golden and Tipperary Town and onto Cashel, or going by Care and taking the dual carriageway, I'd ask everybody, that's anybody in Tipperary, lads, put up the blue and gold flag.
Mm.
It's important that that we get the crowd there, and that Limerick will know that they're coming through the home of hurling. I mean, this game will be seen live outside in Alvor in Portugal, in O'Grady Gerber. I've no doubt that Pat Hickey, the former governor, is tuned in this morning, because he'd always pull me up if I said anything bad about Limerick. I can't say anything bad, only that we sit back, admire, and are jealous of them times. But I wonder, will they turn up in their huge hurling traditions because they've been off for 3 weeks, and that's a nice while off. But the likes of Keane Lynch and Declan Hannan and Dave Garrod Hegarty back on after 3 weeks in the out, I've no doubt that Liam Kiley's like a greyhound, freshen them up. My dad, the Lord of Milton, used to say he was involved in horses and dogs, keep them fresh. And I've no doubt that Limerick will be kept fresh for Sunday. But to wish the best of luck to referees as well, because because I suppose it's such a fast game compared, it was just said to rugby, where everything happens in front of a referee with scrums, rucks, smalls, lineouts, the whole lot, it all happens there and then in front of the referee. But at the same time, how many times do we see the referee going to VAR for an opinion, was the ball forward or whatever? And hurling is such a fast game that there will be mistakes made by the referees and linesmen and umpires and the whole lot. But
and can I ask you, Jenny, Davy Fitz came out last weekend and what he was calling for was a process that's in American football at the moment, where each coach on each team has two red flags, and if they're questioning a referee's decision, they throw in the flag to let the referee know they're questioning, and then it will be reviewed. He's looking for something like that to be introduced in Gaelic games.
I think if we were to throw in the flag, maybe some fella would throw it at the referee if the decision didn't go right. But no, I think, look, we couldn't go down that road. Mother of God above tonight, between white flags and green flags above at one end, and now the coach, I could picture Liam Cahill, I could picture Davey himself, and he letting fly the flag if things didn't go right.
Yeah.
No, no, I just leave it as a tease, but I suppose there's a lot of onus now on the umpires and that, because they have to see what's going on, who give who a dig and things like that. But the one thing I might say is that's creeping into hurling is that when a player does get a belt, like the first thing they do is take off the helmet, and the referee is looking at me on the ground and the helmet gone off, and he could issue a yellow card into the man that's probably supposed to have committed the foul. But then you see him maybe a minute later, Johnny Luby getting back up and putting on the helmet again because your man has got yellow carded. But normally it doesn't go ahead in hurling, or we'll say it doesn't go that way in hurling, but nevertheless I think it's creeping into the game. You know, it's such a wonderful game. The knocks are huge and the physicality is huge and the speed and the skills are huge. There's some wonderful scores in the game of hurling. You know, I didn't see the pint the other night in the Leinster final in the under-20 hurling between Offaly, whom we heartily congratulate.
Yeah.
They beat Wexford in the final, and I suppose part of me would be hoping that we'd love to see Wexford back in full flow again on the final scene. But Offaly won, and one of their young fellas got a score that was for the ages, you know. So the skills out there in hurling are marvellous, you know. And look, hey, all I can say is to Liam Cahill and all his entourage there and background and everything else, hey, the very best of luck to them. We'll be there to a man and a woman in Tullis on Sunday to shout on the lads.
Can I ask you to call it then, Johnny, out of the two games between Cork and Clare and Tip and Limerick, who do you think will come out?
I think Clare will win in Ennis, a very hard place to win. I think in Tullis, maybe I'd have to go with Limerick.
God forgive you, Jenny.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but look, that's what I would think. But of course, naturally, I would love to see Tipperary doing it. Now, one must remember that Tipperary were the team that stopped Kilkenny from five in a row. Tipperary could be the team to put Limerick down, you know, but there again, I hope that Tipperary, that we turn up on Sunday, that we don't give Limerick a walk over, because some people in Tipperary would have huge sympathy for Limerick. They'd like to see them going on to four in a row and things like that. I'd be in the opposite camp.
Mm.
I'd say if we could put manners on him in Semple Stadium. But of course at 2 o'clock we have Tipperary and Down in the football.
Yeah.
It's a huge game again.
Huge.
After we've been beaten by Meath. But of course, when you read the papers, it dawns on you, Ellie, that Tipperary are down maybe 18 to 20 players from the panel that won the won the Munster final a couple of years ago, and it's very hard then, we'll say it, there in the space of a year or two, to try and get players of that calibre back into the outfield again. A totally new team, and our own man Shane O'Connell there from Golden Kilfeacle is the captain. Look, hey, you'd never know. They just might do it in front of their home crowd on Sunday, please God, against Down. So the very best of luck to them. That's at 2 o'clock. And of course, finishing up last weekend, heartiest congratulations to our Camogie Tipperary senior ladies team. It was a marvellous victory for them. The likes of Court Devane and that, who have been around for a long, long time, along with more girls there, and that's their first bit of silverware in 10 or 12 years. And they really put up a marvellous score, one goal, and I think it was 26 points to one goal and nine. Well done to them, and of course to the girls all over the county, but from our own neck of the woods here in West Tipperary, you had a young girl at the Heffernan's there. She, her brother was part of Liam Cahill's team that won an All-Ireland under 20 and that. But she's plying her trade, even though she's from Golden Kilfeekle there. She's Mitchell's daughter, Heffernan's from Clonaulty. And she has scored a goal and 3 or 4 points in the semi-final. Hard to get a girl to stop when she's in full flow. And that caught the van, the usual, scored some wonderful scores. And that, along with the rest of the girls, hey, there's Kendy's and there's Rhines, and look, they're... They are wonderful. The very best I've looked at them. They were tough enough draw in the All-Ireland Championship. But I think this Mr. Kelly from around North Tipperary, that's their head bottle washer. It's fantastic for the Camogie, but they are coming through. They're the fine under 16 and minor and the 20 teams and that. So, hey, well done to them to keep the blue and gold of Tipperary flying. We're certainly proud of the girls. I think they celebrated in style, from what I gather, on Sunday and on last weekend. Yeah. And fair play to them.
Rightly. So, another great result from last weekend, the rugby. And I was savage, Johnny, because it was coming on and I said, Ash, there's no point watching this now because Munster will get hammered. So I watched the awful hurling instead.
Thanks, bit of God. I didn't see the hurling. I was tuned into the television there to watch Munster. Hey, listen, I know we're realists that it was not Leinster's full team, simply because they had 9 or 10 of the internationals for the big game tomorrow against Ron O'Gara's outfit. But nevertheless, it was a marvellous victory for Munster. Now to get that monkey off their back, they hadn't beaten Leinster in the last 5 or 6 years. And for ourselves in Tipperary, young Barton from New Inn, and of course Ben Healy from Nina, Dermot Barton and New Inn, and Ben Healy from Nina, and of course our super coach Dennis Leamy from Cashel. It was a marvellous victory to beat Leinster above in the Aviva in front of a huge crowd, and it was a great game of rugby.
I went down to the line.
Down to the line, you know, and if Leinster had converted their try, we'd have been beaten by a point, and that would have been unbelievable, you know, because it was a lovely game to watch. There was great passing, tackling, and all it goes was rugby. And now Munster whereas they showed a video seemingly of the sales of the Sharks outside in South Africa, and they're celebrating in style. It wasn't for Munster beating Leinster, it was for their own game, because if Munster won, the Sharks are at home in Africa to take on, and Munster have to travel there, whereas if Leinster had won, the Sharks would have had to travel to the Aviva Stadium again. So they have, and they have 55,000 tickets gone in 3 hours.
And did you see, Johnny, they're selling them for as little as €3 to pack the place.
Oh, Jesus, stop the lights. Look, hey, that's unbelievable, you know. But look, hey, the best of luck to all concerned in the sport. So that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, there was an interesting topic you wanted to talk about today, and I don't know where it's coming from, so you might enlighten me. Renewing wedding vows.
That's right, yeah. I see it on the paper during the week that there was 5 or 6 couples. They interviewed them and wrote articles on them that were renewing their wedding vows. You know, and I said it to my lovely wife, Catherine. She's at mess now, but I'd be careful in case she'd be coming out. You know, I just said to her, should we, for the crack, I says, renew our wedding vows again. I said, and look at the children, the stair, and the grandchildren, and the whole lot.
Oh, Johnny, what romantic. What did she say?
She says, I said, I do once. She said, and that's enough. So,
she mightn't say it again.
She's the greatest certainty of all times to say, I don't. But reading about the couples and that. But like, I mean, if I was to do it again, if I was, or if. I'd say to the priest, like, we'll say, could I say I do each way? Huh? You know? So,
And would you have a big thing now? Would you have the church and a big reception after? Sure, where would you? You couldn't cut that guest list at all.
I couldn't, no, but it's like I was watching Fools and Horses the other night, and Rodney had come back from his honeymoon.
Yeah.
And somebody asked Delby, how did he get on? How did Rodney get on the honeymoon? And Delby said, he got on fine. He said, he came back as white as a ghost. So it's probably, if I came back. Anyway, look.
I could see you going to a chapel in Vegas now.
I'll tell you, on Saturday evening last, I went to a new pub on my Tipperary scene.
Right.
A pub called the Pilos. Everybody was describing it to me, how to get there and the whole lot. But the previous week, I'd been up at a funeral there of the late, great Paddy Ryan Cool up in either Sean Tracy's Hurler of Yore, half twin of Dinny Ryan that played for Tipperary for a good number of years and was on the Tipperary team that won the All-Ireland in 71. I think when he jumped for joy after scoring, he pulled a muscle in his leg. But I met Dinny above and all the Tracy's lads, wonderful players, and Paddy Ryan Cool, the Lord of Mercy upon him, was one of those wonderful people that you'd love to meet in a day's travel up in that neck of the woods. So when I was on my way up there, we came across Mary the Peelers. Mm. It's a pub there as you travel there from, what will I get my bearings about me now, from Turles maybe to Turles up around Upper Church,
right.
That road, and you'll see Mary the Peelers. And I said, Mother of God, that's where it is. This is on the way up to Paddy the Ryan Cool. So I said, right, a trooper gold, Tenalty was describing it to me. He said, you can put it on the set, never, whatever, but this is easy to find. You just past the Hurling Field in Drumbay, and you keep going to the end of that road. You come to a T-junction, turn left, and it's there on the right-hand side. And we went up there the other night for the first time ever in my life of 68 years to go into Mary the Peelers. It's now owned by PJ Ryan, a brother of Noel's, who has the pub in Tullis, which will be packed on Sunday. Noel also in Tip, and of course you have Oliver and you have Dennis as well. They're all involved in that game, but it's a real old type pub, absolutely beautiful to walk
ones,
into.
Aren't they?
It's only open two nights a week, if you don't mind, 9:30 on a Friday night and 9:30 on a Saturday night. And there, the problems of the world will be solved when you meet the lads from Upper Church, Drumbay. There are wonderful people up that side, and we had a great crack there for an hour or two, and then we had to go. But definitely we'll go back. It's a grand name, Mary the Peelers.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Ryan Peelers one time, from what I gather. But of course, then we had Jordan Dente on the way home. We stopped in Lacey's in Ballydine. I don't know, were you ever in it? That's, of course, a marvellous place as well. We met a couple of Clare people. They were celebrating Clare's great victory over Waterford. So, and then we pick up the Nationals this week and we see Tony Lacey's young son, Tomas, and he in his blue and gold jersey with a girl of the Fridays, and she having him up in her arms. So they're the next generation of lads and lassies that are interested in the hurling. I suppose I just have it written down here, the silage campaign is in full flow.
Absolutely.
And look, to just tell people, hey, mind each other on the farm. Farmers out there have maybe the kids running around and they love to see the big tractors and the same thing outside in the silage fields and all of that. Just be very careful to the lads who drive the tractors with the big trailers and all the machines on side roads and by roads and everything else. The one thing we don't want to hear is an accident on the farms. And that just be very, very careful. The Gardaí have said that 'tis that time of year as well, you know, when we have to be careful. I suppose I better mention there's a draw coming up very shortly, the 1st of June. It's for Skull Angus, that wonderful special national school in Cashel. The draw is for the 1st of June. The prize, first prize is 10,000, second prize is 2,000, and third prize and fourth prize are 1,500 and 1,000. The raffle is part of the effort to raise funds for the school's ongoing development and expansion of facilities and services. It is an additional school there in Cashel, a wonderful place with great staff and magnificent young boys and girls and that. And if we can at all to join it, when there's plenty of tickets around. And of course, I must mention as well is I just have it here, the Clonmel Rugby Club, they're hosting their three-night music festival, the Hermitage Green, local groups, the Rugby Club Male Vice Choir, together with the Eagles and Jig Jam will top and tail with top and tail what is to be a massive weekend for the town of Clonmel. It's from Friday, July the 7th to Sunday, July the 9th, and tickets can be got if you visit the Clonmel RFC.ie or follow Clonmel RFC on Facebook. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. That's on the 7th and 8th and 9th of July. But of course, then, before that, we have the party time in Tipperary with the West Awake Festival. That's on all roads lead to Clonaulty. Mihala Marhurtig used to say Clonaulty on Sunday, June the 4th. Tickets are on sale now. And when they have the likes of the Rebel Hearts and the crack is guaranteed at the Dillon Quirt GA grounds, Clonaulty, on the Sunday, June the 4th. Heading the list will be the amazing The Whistling Donkeys. Joining them will be the popular Rebel Hearts. And Molly O'Connell of Glorna Tierna fame and the renowned Silver Dollar are also on the tickets for what promises to be a fantastic day. So get the tickets and belt away. I'll just see there. I haven't something else written.
You just have calls all week with people asking you to mention.
Hey, I just want to find out, but I meant to say it at the very start.
Go on.
A fella told me last night, it was him and the butcher in Golden, that there is a pub called Twiggy Bannon's.
Where?
Now, that is the bloody thing. Where is it? We asked Dan Quirk and that, but Dan said he's there. He didn't know. He said he was there lately. But so I said, listen, Eamon, I said, you're sending me on a wild goose chase. No, he said, I'm not. He said, Twiggy Bannon's, it's over near Ballycale.
Right.
Not too far away from that neck of the woods. And I just want to know, in case we do take off, is Twiggy Bannon's still open?
Place.
There is a place to your Bannon's, but is it open? There's no point in tearing off from Golden Kilfeekle to find out that Twiggy Bannon's. The Kilfeekle Rugby Club, I'll give them a quick mention. Their golf classic's on the 30th of June in Dundrum House. So they're expecting a big crowd there. And I think that's about the lot now.
Perfect. We're out of time as well. Any plans for the weekend, Johnny?
No, the raceway is on in... The raceway is on in Rose Green on Sunday. I said, lads, belting away, and they said they are. I want to heartily congratulate Liz Maloney, Fuzzy Step, Paddy Toomey, John Burke, Shawnee and Tyke Morrissey, and Johnny Ryan and Michael Dyle on their great greyhounds running at the moment. And, of course, Liz Maloney had a winner in Killarney the other day, trained herself and her husband, John, trained by the great Andy Slattery there in Killinall. And well done to all concerned.
Absolutely. Johnny, great to talk to you. Have a good week.
Ali, I will if Tipperary win.
Absolutely. Won't we all? Have a good one, Johnny.
Right, Ali. Thanks.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.